This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Attorney Marketing Podcast. Boy, do I have a lot of podcasts to make recently. There's a lot going on. Well, unfortunately, the latest big online titan to work on censoring people, especially attorneys, is now Facebook. So I'm literally going to read to you an email I just got. Notice of Facebook feature restrictions for the Law Office of XYZ. Hi. Your page, Law Office of XYZ, has been restricted from using certain features for violating Facebook's terms. Stories from your page are not being shown in the newsfeed. This could be due to activities from your page that don't comply with Facebook's policies. Well, we've had this happen probably about four times just in this past week. And these are law firms that haven't done anything new. They've been advertising on Facebook and posting on Facebook for years, but now magically, stuff is conflicting with Facebook's guidelines, which, of course, they will never reveal to you when asked and when pressed. They'll just ban you eventually. So we're in the process of replying to all these and trying to fix them, but it's a problem. We had this happen with YouTube earlier this year. YouTube started shutting down a number of accounts, you know, again, for violating their terms of service. And then you ask them, what do we violate? They say, oh, here, read the terms of service. They send you the terms of service, and we actually took the time to read it, and we couldn't find anything. And then we said to them, well, where in the terms of service are we violating? And they said, just read the terms of service. And we said, we read them. Where are we violating? And they said, oh, just read the terms of service. And you never get an answer, and they don't care, and they ban you, and that's it. So I wanted to bring this up for various reasons. One is that you cannot depend on other companies' platforms who don't give a rat's ass about you for your law firm. If you want your law firm to succeed, first of all, you have to do marketing in many different channels, and you have to realize that these channels can be taken away from you at any time. And I'm sure you know Ben Glass has been talking about this recently a lot. Dan Kennedy, a famous marketer, 46 years, has talked about this for a long time, much longer than I've been around. And now I'm seeing it, and I'm sure you may be seeing it too. So it's something really important to pay attention to. The defenses that I know of, again, are to have multiple marketing channels. If you can control them, great. If you can't control them, at least have multiple ones so that if one channel shuts you down for no reason and gives you no recourse, as they love to do, then you can still market on your other channels. So what channels can you control? You can control a newsletter to your past clients. It can be in print. It could be through email. It could be, you know, multiple ways. That's one thing definitely that you control. You control for now your ability to call past clients and talk to them on the phone if you want. You control the ability to ask them for reviews, you know, during their case, right after their case, etc., and get these reviews posted, not just on Avvo and Google and Yelp and all that, which these platforms you don't control, but on your website. They certainly can go there. Your website itself is a big area that you control. Unless you really do something crazy, it's unlikely that your website will be de-indexed in Google. But then again, you never know. Google has been doing this with some alternative health sites. They've done it with Alex Jones, like him or not. They just de-indexed him and deplatformed him. And you know the old saying, they came for so-and-so and I did nothing. Then they came for so-and-so and I did nothing. Then eventually they came for me, and no one was there to help me. This is happening online. Google, Facebook, Twitter, even email, all these places are actively censoring what they don't like if it goes against their narrative. And you may be in the crosshairs for literally no reason at all. I mean, you tell me, what is an attorney doing on their Facebook page that all of a sudden magically gets them banned from there? What are they doing on YouTube? You know, besides having helpful videos that gets them banned, what are they doing in Google that gets their site blacklisted or deranked? Nothing. It's just at the whim of these companies. They may have algorithms that are automatically cutting you off, and then to get a human reviewer is impossible. There may be human reviewers from another country, you know, someone from the Middle East or the Far East or wherever, some other country could be the one deciding to shut you down and deplatform you. And maybe it's because they culturally don't understand what you do, what you're doing, and they're looking at the rules in front of them, and they're saying, "Well, I don't understand this, so I think it's bad." Bloop. That's the end of you. So I want you to be aware of this and to take it very, very seriously, because you think everything's fine until you wake up one day and it's not, and your phones are silent, and then you're in trouble. So I hope you will pay attention to this, please. I don't want this to happen to you. And if it does happen to you, even if you don't want it to happen to you and you want help, you want the latest tactics and techniques and strategies for surviving in this increasingly hostile online world of marketing and more competitive world, contact us, 888-225-8594, speakeasymarketinginc.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.